Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Once again, I'm Jacob from Team Gary, and today we have Team Gary V Throwback Thursday. This is Kyle's pick. This is a Gary V original that came out in June of 2020. It's titled How to Build the Tallest Building. It's all about building success for yourself, finding your opportunity without tearing others down. So we really hope you enjoy this one. If you did, drop your comments in the Spotify comment section down below, but also tweet Gary your feedback at Gary V, and we will see you in the next one.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
There's a great thing that somebody said to me years ago, and I say it all the time. There's two ways to build the biggest building in town. You either just build the biggest building in town, or you spend all your time tearing everybody else's building down. And if there's anything on my last breath that I'm most proud of, is I'm out here just trying to build the biggest building. It would be the best if all 8 billion people had this mindset. You wouldn't have a single bad thing happen in society. If you actually cared about everybody else and didn't impose your own hurt on someone else.
So where do we start? Because you would say parents maybe?
Yeah, I think you start with even the conversation. We start with this fucking film.
I think about succeeding in one very simple story. There are two ways, my friends, to build the biggest building in town. Step number one, just build the biggest building in town. Step number two, build a decent sized building and then spend all your time trying to tear down everybody else's building around you down so you end up being the biggest building in town. My friend, 95% of people try to do number two.
People that tear everyone else's building down are hurting inside and want other people to feel pain, misery loves company, and are so insecure that they actually think that that $1 or that opportunity is like only available. They don't live in a world of abundance. I do think some people think like the rise of a population, like if black lives matter more, that means my life matters less, and I think that's super wrong. That's why people are replying saying all lives matter. They don't get it. They think it's like a competition or there's space that black lives are taking up. People hear black privilege, and I've been watching how people have been acting, they think that comes at the cost of somebody who's white or Asian. That's crazy. This is not a black, white, girl, boy issue. This is a positive, negative issue. It's fucking stupid. Of course your life matters too. How do you not understand that you should only be as happy as your most unhappy fellow human? That level of compassion, sympathy, empathy is fucking required for your own happiness. How in the world does anybody translate Black Lives Matter in their head as, no, but my life matters too. Yes. But like, that's why this is on my mind. Because when you see things happen socially, you know, it translates in my brain business-wise. These are the same people that think when somebody else's store opens up that they're gonna lose. See, I think the problem is so many people want to win at somebody else's expense without understanding that there's so many variations of winning and every one of us has a totally different definition for it. And when my homie Travis from Uber and when my homie Chris Sacca becomes the best VC and goes on Shark Tank and they beat me, I'm the most pumped for them. They deserve it. And then I say, but it's not over yet. And that's who I am.
Why do some people get mad?
Because they're sad, because they're selfish. They care about themselves. But the question is, why do they care about themselves? They care about themselves because they're insecure and it's a protective mechanism. Most people that come along that have a lot of talent to amass attention and resources and wealth and power, a solid amount of them lack humility and like, altruism but I think a lot of people were also lucky in having kindness and capability in them. They just weren't watching something that made them think that was the thing to do. That's what this is all about, right? Like this is all about like, I'm not that special. There's actually millions of people in the last 100 years that had what I had. It's just they grew up in societies and messaging that made them think differently.
I think that Steve Jobs came along, became an icon, but
The sad part of that narrative was he did not treat his employees well. He became an icon, and the narrative became he got the most out of people by being a jerk, and that became romanticized. I could literally watch people that I knew who used to be nicer start treating employees like jerks because that's what Steve Jobs did. And a lot of people in Silicon Valley today run companies where they're mean because they think that's the right thing to do because they put Steve Jobs on a pedestal. I want my pedestal moment. I want to become that big. And what I want to come from that is that kids that aren't even born today think that they can build a $5 billion company and be a great guy or a great gal. And what I want to do is inspire two 14-year-old girls in Kansas City right now to build a $1 billion company on having a bunch of employees hugging each other in the halls. I feel this crazy, weird sense of responsibility that I was given all this talent and capability. And I'm like, okay, I need to communicate like how I do it because I do think I do it with a more empathetic, sympathetic, compassionate, human, good intent. And like, I'd be lying. If you ask me point blank, do I feel like I've already moved the collective entrepreneurial world a little bit, a hair towards it? I do, because I've just had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of entrepreneurs reach out to me and say, I'm a better person because of this or that. And like, and I think the more successful I am, the more people will try to parrot that behavior. So I think positivity and good is practical advice to building an empire. And I want to be the poster child of the person that built the biggest, baddest empire and did it by being a good dude along the way. And that's the legacy I want to leave. Let me make it perfectly clear to you. The world is abundant. Nobody else is taking out of your pocket. Everybody who's watching this film right now, if you're good enough, nothing's gonna stop you.